Nemesis by Chalmers Johnson. Continued. Disc 2. The American press only rarely, and then usually anecdotally, describes the deaths of civilians killed by American troops. American newspapers and television broadcasts routinely remove pictures of non-combatants killed by U.S. forces, even though they do not flinch from showing the bodies of people killed by insurgents. One reason may be surmised from an October 2001 set of instructions a Florida newspaper issued to its staff. Do not use photos on page 1A showing civilian casualties from the war on Afghanistan. Do not use wire stories that lead with civilian casualties. They should be mentioned farther down in the story. If the story needs rewriting to play down the civilian casualties, do it. The American press has similarly never reported on the nightly use of flash bombs fired by Apache helicopters to light up the fields along the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. These high-tech American bombs have burned thousands of acres of fields and decimated groves of date palms. Hovering helicopters have also made it impossible for Iraqis to sleep on rooftops in the sweltering summertime, as was their custom in order to escape the stifling heat. There are no official statistics on this mayhem, because, as former CENTCOM commander General Tommy Franks put it, we do not do body counts. Franks was speaking of the war in Afghanistan, but also making policy for the subsequent war in Iraq. Such a statement signaled to the civilian populations of Afghanistan and Iraq that the United States did not care how many local citizens it killed. However, as Maria Ruzicka, an American peace activist who was killed on April 16, 2005, on the road to Baghdad International Airport, had discovered, it is also a lie. The U.S. military does do body counts, but only publicizes them when they are of propaganda value to the American side. American soldiers and contractors working in the war zones are authorized to use lethal force at their own discretion whenever they feel threatened. The soldiers are unaccountable for their acts to any authority except their military superiors, and the contractors are, so far as I can ascertain, simply unaccountable. The U.S. military itself invariably conducts its own investigations into any charges of excessive use of force, and these investigations are normally oriented toward covering up what happened. As one knowledgeable human rights observer in Iraq put matters, the American troops have adopted an atmosphere of impunity. Arrogant and violent behavior goes unpunished and continues. Patrick Cockburn, a journalist for The Independent of London with long experience in Iraq, adds, every Iraqi has stories of friends or relatives killed by U.S. troops for no adequate reason. Often they do not know if they were shot by regular soldiers or by members of Western security companies, whose burly employees, usually ex-soldiers, are everywhere in Iraq.